And now whistleblowing website WikiLeaks has released nearly 20,000 emails from several U.S. Democratic National Committee members with messages that raise questions about the committee's impartiality during the Democratic primaries. Emails sent and received between seven top members of the DNC were released just this last Friday. Leaks show an insider effort to undercut Bernie Sanders' campaign, including several stinging denunciations of him and his organization. Now, the revelations come just days before the formal nomination of Hillary Clinton at the party's convention in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, Clinton's Republican rival Donald Trump said that the leaked emails show plans to destroy Sanders and are proof of the Democrats' manipulative system. And now we've got Mr. Tim King joining us via telephone out of Oregon in the States, editor of a global news center. And now, Mr. King, it's no secret that Hillary Clinton is a Washington insider, but having Democrat politicians collude to give her an advantage gives impetus to Sanders' claim that the process and system somehow is rigged. Your thoughts?
I think that it's absolutely the case. The new information from WikiLeaks, all those emails, I mean, there's just so much telling information in that. Hillary Clinton has been conspiring with these other top Democrats to make this happen. It's unfair. It's wrong. Bernie Sanders is the only candidate that could have possibly gone into office here who would have steered the U.S. toward peace. We certainly know that Hillary Clinton is not, I hate to use the term warmonger, but it's true. I think it's a real shakeup, and this could be a turning point, I believe.
Now, another question here is, had both Clinton and Sanders been on a level playing field, would the result of the primaries and caucuses been any different? One may say yes to that, considering the superdelegates and their support for whoever the more conforming insider is. Your take on that?
No question it would have made a difference. Sanders is such a promising candidate to really wide swaths of the American populace. So, going into this thing with faith has certainly been a mistake on his part. You know, we've seen this time and time again. Hillary Clinton is just, you know, barely staying afloat right now, it seems. And I think that I really think that Sanders definitely had a chance, yes.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for your input. Thank you, Mr. Tim King, for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. That was Mr. Tim King, editor of Global News Center, joining us out of Oregon.